All right, boys and girls, let's make sure you motherfuckers can hear me. All right, all right, all right. Okay, I'm going to warn everybody as we go through this today. I have a number of items to go through, including the obvious gigantic shit that CCB took in the middle of our punch bowl collectively as players. There's only so much that we can say about that. I'm obviously going to be talking about anything that you guys have in Q&As about it. And on top of that, hung over today. We had a bit of a dinner party last night, and I had an unknown amount of wine, which I haven't drunk in a long ass time. So I'm gonna do my best. I've got some green tea. We're gonna herf some blurfs here and go through the news that we have, but bear with me if I seem a little bit oof today. All right, sip the hangover tea here, and we'll get started once the numbers stabilize. Green tea and honey is my favorite hangover cure, FYI. I think it's called Sencha. It's from somebody's asking what type of green tea. It comes in a Haney and Sons little tin I got off Amazon. It's good stuff. Now I'm gonna make it a little bit more difficult for everybody this time. Dictator Imperator gave me a sort of a cheat sheet of what everything is on Bingo, so it's gonna be extra difficulty this time around. All right. So here's the first thing. Let's just go ahead and deal with the fucking CCP crap. Concerned from now until they implement something that is satisfying to those of us that use more than one account on the regular, I will be screaming from the rooftops about the necessity for CCB to implement a multi-account discount. For those of us that run multiple accounts, if Hilmar and Rattati just woke up on the stupid side of the bed, which it appears like as usual they did, and have decided that they're going to try to drive their company into the ground by some classic ham-handed CCP bullshit, I did up enough and have enough shit on their from this little incident on Friday that we have a pretty reasonable advocacy perspective of if you're going to do this damn silly thing in this damn silly way. The players are entirely within their rights to demand multi-account discounts. And I intend to herf lurfs about that on every meta show going forward until there are multi-account discounts because fuck you, that's why, right? Like it is obviously we're all pissed about this. Obviously we think it's inexcusable. Obviously we think that it is yet another example of CCP's messaging being worst in the industry level of incompetence, especially coming on the heels of the Netflix thing. There are many professionals in this organization. Many of you have high-ranking office in various real-world corporations and have had to deal with price-changing messaging before. Usually, if a real company is going to be announcing that there's going to be a pricing change, there are weeks and weeks and weeks of preparation and thoughts, messaging, and all of these important things that go into it. $20 a month, and we're going to go out for beers immediately afterwards, and then be surprised when suddenly this blew up in our face. So, I'm not gonna say that all cool and good. We are entirely within our rights to demand multi-account dis we will be demanding account discounts at a bare minimum. If the Rattati administration is going to continue to deliver $10 a month service and now beg for $20 a month, then we're gonna make sure that you get some multi-account discounts. This is not the first time we have had this rodeo with the Rattati administration. This is of a different level of incompetence and stupidity. But I don't think any of us can be too surprised by it after all of the NFT bullshit, after the Age of Chaos bullshit, after all of the things that we've seen from the Hilmar and Rattati tag team. This is not our first rodeo. And so we will be navigating it as tactically as we can and as sensibly as we can. And this is one of those situations where it's actually bigger than us. There are many times in this game where there is a situation that, the power of Goonstorm, the power of the Imperium, if there are gameplay-related changes that come down the pipe, many times we are used to the Rattati administration trying specifically to fuck the Imperium over, and they've made no secret about that. But in this case, this is something that is bigger than us. It's bigger than the Imperium. It's bigger than Goonstorm. And so as a result, we are watching very closely to see what comes down the pipe when the first couple of business days in Reykjavik kick in on Monday or Tuesday. If any of them feel like doing some work, maybe we will see what comes down the pipe. So yeah, I'm not gonna blow smoke up your ass and tell you that this is cool and good or that we are fine with it. I think that at a very least, the player base as a whole, particularly if you use multiple accounts, should be loudly demanding multi-account discounts at every single opportunity. So let me take some questions about that, because obviously, like, we've done a ton of work on a lot of really important organizational things. The developers have put in a ton of work. I mean, our developers here in the Imperium have done a ton of work recently, mucking out the stables, unfucking guys, unfucking the skill checker, developing new apps. We have had a whole bunch of work happening in the Fleet Command Department. We, organizationally, as Goonswarm and as the Imperium, have been going out there and playing EVE Online at an era where a lot of people are too scared to actually go deploy and go make war. Join Jeff, join Six and Squads. There's a bunch of shit blowing up there. We're going to be talking about that in a second. So obviously, I am disappointed and angered to, in an era where I would normally get to come here and come to the table with good news for you and say, look what we've done here, look what we've done there, gold stars all around. I have to talk to you about multi-account discount pricing, because Hilmar and Rattati are continuing to deliver the kind of $10 a month service that we have become so disgusted with over the past couple of years, the Rattati administration's incompetence. If these motherfuckers would just say, roll back the game to where it was 3 years ago before he was allowed to touch the wheel, I would see that as a huge content expansion. But in the meantime, we do have to keep our powder kind of dry and focused, right? We don't want torches and pitchforks willy-nilly, because we don't yet know exactly how stupid the CCP pricing decision was or what motivated that stupid decision. And until we know more from whatever vomit is going to come forth from Reykjavik early next week, then we will have more information about what our advocacy, what our positions, and what we are going to be going after. At this juncture, I can't tell you exactly, besides the multi-account discount, because this is so unprecedentedly stupid that it blindsided the entire game and the industry. And like I said, this is bigger than Goonswarm. It's bigger than the Imperium. It is uniquely dumb, and therefore that requires us to keep our powder dry for another couple days and figure out just exactly what the fuck, right? And in the meantime, there are puppies to kill. There are a lot of puppies to kill. We have one of the reasons why I'm so pissed off tracks from the tremendous success that we have been achieving in Faith Ablis, success that has now built to Honest, join Sigs and Squads, join Jeff. There is stuff going on. We have fire. They're in theory, they're defending against us. They're giving us just enough to do to keep murdering them and keep our forces engaged. I've been very happy with the number of people that have been turning up on Jeff deployments. A lot of you have been joining cap fleets. A lot of you have been joining line fleets all around the clock. And I mean, hell, just take a look at fucking Faith Ablis, or what's left of it. Take a look at fucking Amist. You guys are out there, you're killing the pappies, and that's exactly what we want to see. More good news there, too. Again, I would have otherwise been giving a, hey, look at all these dead fucking puppies, and look at all of them beginning to failure cascade kind of fireside today, except for the shit that Hilmar and Rattati took in our Cheerios. One of the things I'm hoping to be able to report to you when it becomes public, of a few other large corporations that are leaving some of our enemies. We have some intel from the Black Hand, which I can't tell you the details about, but it's going to be coming out here soon. And it is awesome. There is chaos under heaven for our foes, and that. And I'm not gonna leak anything more. The ad has gotten in there correctly, because I'm excited about a thing and I can't tell you about it. So we're gonna say the thing. There are several. There you go. You can do your best in Aw Chain. Let me fucking tea and deal with this fucking hangover. One that I was thinking about, and you know, look, this is tough. Like, you know, one of the things about EVE Online that makes it so appealing is that it is a difficult, complicated game for people that are smart enough to enjoy difficult, complicated games, right? It is not the kind of game that is easy, and that is part of the appeal. Just find myself wondering, whenever these guys step in it as badly as they have, as like, I would just love to see like Hilmar and Rattati try to run a fucking HiSec corp. Like, just try to run a corp in HiSec. Or else, like, just to see what you do, see how you can handle it. It is, you know, I don't want to give so much voice to so much frustration that people just throw up their hands and walk away, because that would be stupid. I believe that this error that they have done is so bad that it presents opportunities for advocacy. Like I say, I think now is the time for us to begin hammering CCP at every opportunity to play account discounts. And the fact that they did this just less than 2 weeks before FanFest is just fucking blowing. And you know that after a certain point, you're just looking and you're like, fuck, man. Okay, well, all ears munch. Let's see how this comes down. Let's talk about war. Let's talk about killing puppies. Let's talk about skin it to the pappies, because that is what I would normally like to be talking to you about. So we're going to do that. Like I said a few minutes ago, there's been tremendous progress in both Faith Fabulous and now in Amist. Those of you that have been joining GSFOE or learning how to practice your F2s by getting out there and hacking have been doing fucking jobs. We are pacing ourselves as we have been. You guys are making a great pace on glassing, but as we have been learning over the years, there is a balance between glassing and burnout. And I think that the FC team is doing a great fucking job of sort of keeping things paced in a way that all the puppy shit is burning. And well, you know, we'll have to see. Every time you get into a new region, there are new questions, and we'll just sort of have to see how things go with Amist and watching what our enemies have been doing to prepare a defense has been curious. I'm interested in that. John Hartley wants you to bring more caps out to Jeff. So if you're involved in the Jeff deployment and you are cap curious, this is a wonderful time for me to mention. We are not doing the cap training op after the fireside today. That is pushed to next week. So next week, it's not officially the end of the month. Technically speaking, this is the last Sunday of the month. But we're going to do cap training next weekend, guys. So after the fireside next weekend, there will be cap training. Not the case this time. Got a question here of, and yes, bring facts, bring all of the toys, fly some DACAs, have some fun. Like for us, we've got some cool doctrines out there. There's never been a better time to get stuck in and stab the puppies. Let's see what else we got. G-Sol needs you. Let's talk about this. And we've got a join GSFOE shout out there earlier. And more APOCs and NAPOCs. So here's the thing about the APOCs. I mentioned this the last couple of firesides. When you see a Baltec fleet going out there, we are aiming for a 50-50 balance between Megathrons and APOCs, right? We don't want to just be spitting Kintherm at everything. You really need to have that damage spread. GSOL has a request. Actually, a number of requests, because we have more Citadels to build. Please check that out. GSOL will be buying some specific minerals and P4s to build more Citadels. Check that out and help the gang out, please. Do I need to already have a cap to attend the Cap 101, or can I join if I'm just training towards a dread? That is an excellent question. If you are even cap curious, please join the Capital Training Op. There is nothing stopping you from just watching it on the test server or listening in on Mumble. And the last time we did one of these, we also streamed it live for those that were unable to be there and wanted to get a recording of it. So you know, it's on the test server. As Sniper Eagle points out, their caps are 100 disc, and everything's 100 disc. What is the most cost-effective way to get into a cap hole? That is an interesting question. And I hope that somebody that can actually say the most modern way of doing it can give that advice. They are carrier, as Apple Pear is pointing. You start with a carrier, learn how to wood chipper, and go from there. CCB is, at least in theory, making things easier to get into capitals, because at least in theory, they're not going to be requiring tons of water to build caps as much anymore. And you know, it's just ridiculous from like a leadership perspective. It is trying to have this constant back and forth of good news, terrible news. And usually, of course, the good news that we get from the Rattati administration is that they rolled back their dumbest fucks that, including this seat, warned them were fuck ups. But we have had some good news there of, oh, wow, maybe this entire scarcity thing blew up in our face, and actually we don't know what the fuck we're talking about, and maybe we shouldn't have a dreadnought cost so much and be so full of fucking water. So they are making it more cost-effective to build dreads and carriers and caps, right? The power of this organization in many ways, the fact that we are able deploy caps at scale. It is a lot of fun to do. That's why we have these training ops, and wood chippering is very important. So if you're looking for an easy way to get, carriers are there, and if you can learn how to wood chipper, then you too can help defend the realm against the combined forces of the entire fucking galaxy full of puppies. Because inevitably, of course, they will come back. They are on a timer between every years. There's like a miniature coming after the goons, and every 10 years it seems we get a hell war, and we are preparing and have been relentlessly preparing since the moment that we reconquered Delve and healed it to make sure that it is an even nastier fortress for the next time. Meanwhile, while we wait for the puppies to blue each other and come after us and insist that we are terrible people and need to be exterminated from the game again, we will continue to deploy them when they are not helping each other and punching downward relentlessly to make sure that they have less shit to throw at us that they decide to exterminate us or try. So again, join Jeff, learn how to use those caps, and learn how to kill puppies to defend your friends. Okay. Let me take a look at my notes. I did this on the meta show, and I am still just kind of curious because I want to see if anybody actually gets it, because it sort of feels like we're all sort of pulling, grasping at straws here for ideas. But put in Elysium what you personally think CCP's big content announcement is going to be at FanFest. I really just want to get a poll from everybody as to what each individual one of you thinks. Like, take a shot in the dark. What do you think is going to be the big, amazing content update that is going to make us all so fucking happy at FanFest? If it's a fucking FPS with NFTs in it, Jesus fucking Christ. Regime change. Regime change is a popular option. All right. I want you guys to, you know, I don't think anybody has their hopes up, but don't get your hopes up. We're just going to keep fighting our way through this. We are used to this, boys and girls. During wartime, we fight the puppies, and right now we're deploying, and it's totally Sigs and Squads and Jeff, but, you know, we fight the puppies. And at peacetime, we do a rearguard action against CCP's incompetence. We have been here before. We've been here before even just a few months back. So not our first fucking rodeo. Hope is the first step on the road to disappointment. All right, there is a link to Jeff. Make sure you're joining it, because if you're not in Jeff, you're not getting the pings about Jeff Ops, and there's multiple Jeff Ops all around the clock, and we're blowing up lots of shit. We kind of dull roar here on the fireside. Risk is hosting some shows on FanFest. Will be the meta show for all that content news on that Saturday. Quite possibly, I'm not certain about that yet. I will not be in Iceland myself, so I will be around Turf Wharfs if need be. We will see how things go. Goon Berlin, check that out. And, you know, the other thing about this that bothers me is, like, I think it is super, super fucking cool that Mind One is getting to DJ at FanFest, right? Like, you know, just last week, we're like, oh, hey, this is things are turning around. We've got a, you know, he's here. Our boy is fucking great, and we love Mind One, and we wish the absolute best for him. And then CCP's management just decided to take a shit in everybody's Cheerios. So there's mixed feelings all the way. The main thing is that we support Mind One when he is out there doing things. We're going to try to stream as we can get of it. And, yeah. Okay. Let me check my notes. Join Locust Fleet. There is a Locust Sig. There's also a Blazing. Thank you, is a Pathwalker, for working you at. A lot of options. And, like, you know, here's the thing. Like, the CCP has started unfucking some of the dumb crap that they did in the Rattati administration's worst successes thus far. And so there are certain things that we can do to play the game and have a lot of fun that involve Locust Fleets or joining Sigs and Squads or FOE or practicing your F2, putting your cap out in the East. There is a lot of shit, including PI. Don't forget about your PI. We need that stuff. Please take a look at requirements GSOL is asking for. One of the things that is nice about this current deployment is that it's not like the bad guys have completely given up and run away. Like, you get to see, hey, here's a couple dead facts. There's some nice BRs there. A couple weeks back, it was like, oh gosh, we're swimming through Faith Abelis and they aren't even doing anything. But we're actually getting some pretty regular engagements and stupidity happening. So that's fun. All right, shout outs. Let me think about this. So first of all, there's the new Skill Checker app that the ad just linked. Go ahead and take a look at that. I want to offer some rest and piss for Kosacek and Sniper Eagle, who were cruelly promoted with no choice in the matter. Alas, gentlemen. I also want to give some shout-outs to the Black Hand. The Black Hand has been providing a ton of very valuable intel, as they always do. That's kind of the whole thing of having the best spy org in the galaxy. In times of peace, you know, might not necessarily know about what they're doing or why, which is sort of the way it's supposed to be, but the Black Hand is the reason why the Adj had to ask us all to do a little impromptu text A-chain to keep me from leaking some of the really cool things that they have found out. So as always, it's one of the toughest duties in the Imperium because you got to hang out with puppies and listen to what they're saying all day, but it is very important work and we appreciate it. Jack Dracon actually does indeed get a shout out specifically for GSFOing the fuck out of, well, it was Faith and now Amos. Join the Black Hand. All right, let me take some more questions and then we are going to get back to burning these regions. One of the things that I want people to keep in mind here is that it is useful from an air cover perspective, and this is buried like almost half an hour into the fireside, is when CCP does something really stupid and it completely blots out the news cycle like you're seeing, like all anybody is talking about on our Eve is understandably the fact that this pricing strategy is even dumber than Netflix's. And that it's blowing up in their faces. But that also means that nobody is noticing how many throats we get to step on while everybody is yelling at CCP. And again, like I say, we should be doing the same. We should be pushing for multi-account discounts that are actually sensible and reasonable and demand that level of customer service that the Rotati administration has thus far been incapable of delivering. But simultaneously, while being mad at CCP, I also intend for us to exploit the opportunity of the fog of war to the hilt to fucking crush what's left in Faith Ablis and Amist while everybody's screaming at CCP. So, you know, it's kind of like, on the one hand, this is terrible and I'm really mad about it and we're all pissed off about it and whatever. And on the other hand, please get your caps, join Jeff, go east and keep murdering the puppies while everybody is looking over there. All right, that is going to be it for this week. We will catch you next week. Let's get back out there. There are puppies to kill, knives to twist, Jeffs to join. And yes, I am intending to come to Goon Berlin. That is the hope and the dream. We are very excited about it.